KM4UBG, W4DJW. Good morning.
You wasn't doing something to the repeater this morning, was you?
No.
Checking the repeater this morning or something, because I found it on the way to work this morning and it was repeating itself. I called somebody in the background. I guess whenever I signed in, it repeated itself back to me. And well, I went back to it again and thought it was somebody else in the background, and so I didn't quite catch that call sign, and about that time it came back to me again.
Well, if someone's logged into the Echolink server, the one that you use, the test server, and they log in here, that'll happen.
Might have been what it was, because I heard the repeat itself twice on the, the Morse code thing.
Now that we're on the old repeater, so I wouldn't be working on that one, but I do need to set the clock on it. Its clock is wrong. I just procrastinating. Hopefully it didn't leave you stranded, or hopefully it doesn't leave you stranded before they get it fixed.
What if it does? I get paid for it. That's the main thing. Man, we already had a crash up here, Highway 14 off ramp this morning, northbound.
Well, if it leaves you stranded, and hopefully it's not 19 degrees outside like it was in Greer this morning. I saw a video on Facebook of somebody that had time-lapse photography. I think they were in Canada. And it's one of those Ring doorbells that takes, that you can pull pictures off of it every so often. And they did a time-lapse of one morning. And they had just maybe 6 inches to 8 inches of snow on the ground. And before it got to nightfall, the snow was over your head deep, and it just showed that snow building up. Yeah, we got it made down here. It might get cold, but we don't have those kind of problems.
PWA.
Steve, what you up to?
Listen, gentlemen, Dave, how are you doing? Listen, I just wanted to butt in just for a second. I got to go to Easley today. What did it look like coming through the malfunction junction? There at 385 and 85 on the southbound. Was it backed up or was it flowing?
I'm rolling, man. We got a wreck right here, right at the, about 50 yards before you get to the off ramp on the northbound side, right here for 14. Looked like two cars got together here, something lay up against the wall here. But, southbound's rolling. It's rolling pretty good.
Well, good. All right. I have be coming through there in about the next 30 minutes. I know a lot can change that quick, but at least that's something. Yeah, Google Maps is good, but, you know, it doesn't really show the flow. So what's up this morning, Dave? Everything all peachy keen and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
Yeah, everything's going well. I got the day off. Are you working today?
If you work in medical, it doesn't matter what day or time, night or day. If you work for a doctor, you've got to know that it was going to break. Be there 30 minutes before it does. Make sure that you've got all the parts, even though it's 30 years old, and do it under warranty at 30 years.
Hey, sounds a lot like the financial industry. There is no start time and end time. It's just run time.
Yeah. Well, at least you don't have to get out. But let me tell you what. I know there's pluses and minuses to being there at home to work. But I tell you, this is one of those mornings when I'd rather be at home working.
Yeah, I'd have to look into a way to make it so that you could service it remotely. If at all possible. But I understand why they'd want you on site too, and why you'd need to be able to be on site. But do you guys have any kind of remote access?
Digital imaging systems, yes. And we can go in and do a great deal. As a matter of fact, most of the time, unless they haven't fouled their network, we can do a lot remote. But from time to time, we have to go on site and actually physically check the panels, or, you know, that's the digital imaging receptor. But not on the actual X-ray machines. The actual X-ray machines are not smart devices, and, you know, for an actual X-ray machine, you got to go on site. But yeah, we do get to do some remote ins. And you'd be amazed just how many ID10T errors we do get.
Well, I can understand that. I had to go to a training class in Dallas, Texas, one time. And before I got there, there was an emergency. And I got in and got to the room and got on the bridge and didn't leave that bridge for 4 days. Didn't attend the classes or anything. Just went down to Dallas to handle an issue and then came back home. It was miserable. We'd sleep for 4 hours and work for 20, and sleep for four and work for 20 until we got it knocked out.
So in a situation like that, you're the only, you're the last hired gun standing? Man, seems like they would have some depth.
Now, well, I was an architect back then, and it goes level one is the front line, and they're watching monitors. They sit and they watch monitors all day long. Level two is the production support team, and they get called in when there's an issue, and they can handle 98% of them. And then level three is the developers that actually develop the code. And then level four is architecture, and they pulled architecture in on that one. And it was really, really hard to find. It was they still call it the big int issue, right? Big integer. And what it was is somebody had an account that the count was all numeric except for one alpha character. And that one alpha character was the letter E as an echo. And it was an account number was 16 digits. And this E was in the middle somewhere of those 16 digits. And some developer decided to figure out whether this was an account or not. They would do an is integer on it. Well, when you have a numeric that big, 16-digit numeric, and you have an E in the middle of it, it can be interpreted as scientific notation. So you had something like a million to the power of a million, or 14 million raised to the power of 14 million, and it would just lock up the CPU that it was on. And then once that CPU was locked up, it'd start up. The guy would hit refresh, and it'd start up another CPU and hit refresh, and it'd bounce around. There was hundreds of servers, and each one had multiple CPUs, and the guy would just keep hitting refresh, and it would just keep popping up these things, and they were spread out across hundreds of servers. It was extremely difficult to figure out what was going on. Had to actually go down into the code. Reproducing it was the hardest part. Once we got to where we could reproduce it, we found it really quick. But figuring out what was going on and why those CPUs were just spinning out of control took all hands on deck for 4 days.
Oh, I like the medical industry.
Well, that's rare. That's only happened like 2 or 3 times in 20 years that I've been doing this.
Like I said, I'll stick to my level and leave software development up to guys like you, but man, that's just...
I'll stay on my cell phone and stay in the door business.
Well, that's the downside. The upside is going to work is walking across the hall. Well, going downstairs, put on a pot of coffee, and then come upstairs and walk across the hall. I doubled with you, Steve. Go again.
Have any hair because of some of the silly stuff that these medical folks have done to some of the equipment. And I keep it going, but I can't imagine trying to keep up on your end. You're quite a guy. More power to you. Glad you're there.
Well, I like it. I enjoy it. 4 days of it straight, nonstop, I don't enjoy, but that's the rare. The best part is going to work is walking across the hall. W4DJW.
WA. Well, I tell you what, you guys, I got to get out of here, and y'all take control. I just wanted to slip in there and see what Malfunction Junction was doing this morning. So I'll be KN4 VWA. Clear, y'all. Carry on.
Steve, catch you later. And by the way, I never did get that phone call you were going. I don't think I did. I kept looking. I never did see that phone call. I don't know if you made it or not, but if you did, it didn't make it to me.
Yeah, listen, had a little family issue came up, and I managed to answer the question on my own, and got everything moving again. So, listen, I appreciate that, bud. Managed to get it moving. Oh, I may go into a depression. I tell you what, getting my steel I-beam up into the ground, which I finally did, I got my tower just about, it's just all set to finish off, and it's going to be raining Saturday for our antenna party, so I guess that's going to get put off.
Well, you've waited this long. You'll enjoy it once you get it up.
It's been a long time coming. But, hey, at least I'll have fully cured concrete everywhere. All right, I'm out. Hey, Kevin, did you have a good day Saturday?
Good day Saturday. I didn't go take the test, but I'm going to wait till February the 18th and go back to Red Cross building. I figure I'd give me enough time to finish studying the rest of the test. And make sure I got it down pat.
Good deal. And in the meantime, I'll see if I can't find that book, and we'll hook up on that book, okay?
Man, I might ride over to your house this weekend, even if it is raining.
Well, you know you're welcome. All right, well, guys, I really am out of here this time, and I'm gone. Y'all have a good day. David, enjoy your day off, bro. Sorry, it's frozen. All right, KN4VWA, clear.
Catch you later, Steve. W4DJW.
KN4UBG.
So you just out working this morning, Kevin?
I got here to CFJ chassis over here on 290. See if we can get done with some of this stuff out here today. My boss gave me till Wednesday at lunchtime to have six sets of seals done, which I could do six sets in 2 days, but it's scattered out in between docks, and the docks that's in between two of them is BMW all-day docks. That's where they build the chassis and send them in. You know, they got like five docks out there for BMW. As soon as they pull one trailer, that trailer leaves, goes to BMW. And then in the process, there's one leaving BMW coming back. So about 5-10 minutes after that one trailer leaves, the other one comes and puts the trailer back in the hole. So I don't know how it's going to play out this morning, but we're going to go out here and try it. See how it works.
Sound like you got a busy day ahead of you. Well, I won't keep you. I'm going to go downstairs and get something to eat. I left the sound on last night when I went to bed, and the crew, the 5 a.m. crew that was in here headed to work, woke me up. I just got up, got a pot of coffee, and now I'm getting hungry. Been up since 5, and past time to go eat. Anyway, good talking to you this morning. Be careful. KN4UBG, W4DJW.
Dave, and we'll check back with you a little later on this afternoon, and we'll talk at you later. Get out there moving around today, just be careful. We'll holler at you later. I'll say 73s. W4DJW, KN4UBG, I'll be clear and monitoring.